This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Hello, and welcome to Tee to Green, America's largest or longest-running network golf show. I'm Jerry Evans, flying solo today. We're, of course, coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort, the five-star Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie, well, the big guy, is once again covering Air Force hockey this weekend. On today's show, we have some interesting guests. We are expecting a call from Bruce Charlton with the American Society of Golf Course Architects. Now, Bruce is in a rather unique location this week. He's in Vietnam, so we're going to hear from him and talk about the course that is being designed out there in Vietnam. So should be a great new project, and hopefully we'll have a lot of fun talking with him and also various other topics with regard to the ASGCA Foundation Symposium that was recently held at Pinehurst Resort in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Also on today's show, we'll have Tim Monahan from Aspire Golf. You've heard from him before. It would be nice to catch up with him again. He'll be talking about a lot of the different things that are going on as far as the USGA is concerned and the tournaments that are being held. It should be rather interesting to once again talk with him. Later on, we'll recap also the Hero World Challenge. At this particular point, there are three players that are currently in the lead. They are Tony Finau, Henrik Stenson, and John Rahm. So they're all at minus 13. Tiger Woods is in the mix. However, he's in the 18th place. There's only 18 players. So got a little bit of a rough week for Tiger. So
it's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Yeah, we all have those problems with double bogey blues. I'm Jerry Evans in for Jay Ritchie. And Jay Ritchie, of course, will be back with us next weekend. So this is Tee to Green, your number one source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and your smartphone. Thanks for joining us from the Broadmoor Resort.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is Tee to Green coming to you from the 5-Star Diamond Resort in Colorado Springs, the Broadmoor, Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Jerry Evans in. Jay Ritchie off this week covering Air Force hockey. But today we've got a really great show. I think it'll be a lot of fun because we get a chance to talk to a gentleman who's responsible for a lot of the architectural structure of golf courses, and he is in a rather fascinating place doing a course design as we speak, and that is Bruce Charlton from ASGCA Foundation. And Bruce, we welcome you to Tee to Green today, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Jerry. I've been working with Robert Trent Jones Jr. for 37 years now, and you're at a great Robert Trent Jones Sr. facility there, at least one of the courses at Broadmoor, so good to be with you.
So that means you've actually had a chance to play here as well?
Oh, yeah, I love it. You know, the ball flies farther up there, you feel strong, huh?
Well, I've always tried to... I've always tried to impress people with that ability, because whenever I've played at courses, you know, on some of the lower elevation courses, and of course the ball doesn't quite go as far, but here at the Broadmoor it's beautiful, it's gorgeous. But let's get into the point of where you're at right now. Tell us where you are and what's going on with that.
Well, I'm in a nice touristic village just south of Da Nang, Vietnam, which was fairly close to the border of North and South Vietnam. It was a key place during the Vietnam War. In fact, if you remember the TV show China Beach, that was filmed in locations here close by. I'm in a village called Hoi An, and it's very historic for its shipping trade. Fishing, obviously, and then where many of the lanterns, the bright, colorful lanterns that associate with Vietnam cities and paper and lanterns are village. It's been a strong draw for tourism for many, many years. So we have a company that's a group of people from that's from Hong Kong and a group of people that from Vietnam that got together and said we've got this wonderful piece of land that we can acquire from the government right on the sea, pure sand, great views, mountains popping up out of the sea in the distance. And somebody was smart enough to say, hey, a golf course would fit here. And it does. We're having a blast. We're like kids in a sandbox, literally. You know, when you tell golf course architects we're going to give you sand, a sand soil by the ocean, I think we all start to, you know, do flips and start salivating, I think.
Is it going to be reminiscent of Pebble Beach at all?
You know, no. It doesn't have the elevation above sea level, above the actual water that Pebble Beach does, or the kind of the rocky nature of the cliffs. We're much sand right to the beach, right to the ocean. So, in fact, hole number 16, hole number 17 actually have sand that we just tie right into sandy playable zones, sandy wastes, if you will, that come right in and adjacent to the fairway and create great definition for the shots that you have to hit, 16 being a fairly short par 4 and 17 a nice mid-length par 3, you know, playing right on the ocean. So, you know, thank you, Lord, for doing that for us.
That's for sure. So how close are you to completion of it?
You know, we've got between 6 and 7 holes seated. We are probably going to be seating another range of about 4 here before Christmas, and we'll hope to have everything seated out, you know, in the first quarter of 2019. So,
okay, now, not to reveal your age or anything like that, but did you ever imagine that when you were a kid that you'd end up in Vietnam, not during the whole conflict, but as an architectural design of a golf course?
Well, you know, designing golf courses, yes, as a kid I did imagine it. In fact, I used to draw golf holes on the back of my church program in church until my mom caught me and took away the pencil. So, but I started bringing my own pencil after that, so I just kept doing it. But yeah, to be doing this in Vietnam, yeah, that's special. You know what's been really interesting, Jerry, is that the reception of the people, the local people, I expected maybe some animosity or some wariness being American, and it's been nothing but the opposite. Open arms, glad to see you, really happy to see you spend your money. and fantastic culture, fantastic places, and they embrace the fact that there was a historic worldwide event in the form of a war, unfortunately, but they have tours showing great battleground sites, and They don't turn their back on that period of time. They kind of embrace it and actually have tours. You know, and tourism is part of it. So anyhow, the tourism is really, really big here.
What a difference over 40 years make, because, obviously that dominated the news, the whole Vietnam conflict back in the 60s and 70s. And now you look at it and here you are, a golf course designer that is in Vietnam, you know, bringing golf to Vietnam. Now, do they have any other courses, or is this the very first one?
No, the Vietnam is really grown in its number of courses. I don't know the exact number, but here in Da Nang, if you would fly into the Da Nang Airport, which is a very nice, fairly new international airport, within an hour of that airport, let me see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. Ours will be 5, another 6. There's half a dozen courses that you can easily go play. And then they're creating a little Myrtle Beach, or, well, not Myrtle Beach, not as strong as Myrtle Beach, but more like maybe more like Hilton Head, of golf courses here. And you know, the target market is interesting. It's mostly for the northern Asian countries. When it gets cold, it's nice and warm down in Vietnam, so it's not unlike the snowbirds we have in America. It's just same concept. It's just people traveling to Vietnam.
But this is your first time actually going there, is that correct?
This is our first course in Vietnam. I think on this project, I think this is my fourth or fifth trip to Vietnam doing this project. But I had never been to Vietnam until we started this project. So eye-opening experience for sure.
Okay, so if somebody in America decides, well, you know what, I really want to go out there and try something in Vietnam or in that area of the world, what do they got to do?
Well, I think that, you know, with today's day and age of the Internet, it's really easy. You just Google golf in Vietnam and, you know, boom, bop, comes up all kinds of things. You know, there's tour companies already got golf specials and golf rates, and there's, I don't know how many hotels are being built. You know, you drive from the airport to our site, and I counted them this morning. There was 28 cranes, you know, the big cranes building tall buildings, and at least half of those were hotels. So all the major hotels like Four Seasons and Hyatt and people like that are here. So, you know, you could use your hotel points when you're traveling around. You can, you know,
that'll come in handy.
Tour. Yeah. And even the golf tour companies and everything, it's going to be very, very easy for people to get here. And, you know, the customs and is very easy. And if you're an American, you just apply for a visa. You can online. You can go to a local Vietnamese consulate, which we have in San Francisco. Our office is in Palo Alto, California. So it's really easy. And just drove into San Francisco and paid my money.
Okay. Bruce, we got to take a break here, but we want to come back and talk with you also about the other great symposium that was going on with the Forward Tees and other high ROI ideas. So let's take this break, and we'll be back and talk with you about that.
Sounds good, Jerry.
This is Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Evans in for Jay Ritchie.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and services, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark Kelbel again, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about fairway wood play. Three things I want you to keep in mind to help you hit those a little bit better. One, nice, loose grip tension when you're trying to hit a fairway wood. This will help you get it on the face. Your goal with a fairway wood is to advance the ball in play. You can heel it, you can toe it, you can take a little turf. As long as you advance it in play, you've accomplished your goal. The only thing you want to avoid with a fairway wood is a bad miss or a pop-up. Secondly, where do you place the ball in your stance? Put a little more in the middle of it. This will be a little bit more forgiven if it's not perfect. Again, you just want to advance it in play, so play a little bit more in the middle of your stance. The last thing is, if the ball is a little bit below your feet or a little bit above your feet, make adjustments accordingly. If it's below your feet, you got to bend your knees just a little bit more. Take a practice swing or two to help you get used to staying down to that ball. Make sure you clip your grass. And if the ball is above your feet, choke the club a little bit. Take a practice swing or two to help you find out where exactly the ball is in reference to the bottom of your swing. It'll help you get it on the face and advance the ball in play. That's your number one goal with a fairway wood.
For more on making contact with the fairway wood, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
Golfers listen because we speak their language. This is Tee to Green coming to you from the five-star Diamond Resort in Colorado Springs, the Broadmoor. I'm Jerry Evans, Jay Ritchie off covering Air Force hockey this weekend, and he'll be back with us next weekend as well. So this is Tee to Green, and we thank you for joining us all around the country and in 77 countries around the world. This is Tee to Green. Our guest today right now is Bruce Charlton, and Bruce was talking about his stint that he's been having in Vietnam, and now one of the things that we'd like to also cover is the recent Tee to Green Symposium on Forward Tees and Other High ROI Ideas. And Bruce, tell us about that, where it was located, and maybe some of the topics that you were able to cover.
Sure, yeah, we had a good seminar at one of the great places of golf at Pinehurst, held right there at the main hotel there, the Carolina Hotel at Pinehurst, put on by the American Society of Golf Course Architects Foundation, which I'm the president of that this year. It's my duty this year. And so we basically talked about the main topic was a new tee, a graduated tee system called currently it's been popularized at Longleaf Golf and Family Club right there in Pinehurst. And real short, the 25-cent tour of that is that basically you go to the practice range at this facility and there's 8 poles of different colors out on the practice range, and you hit about 10 or 20 balls with your driver, and you watch very carefully where ball lands. It's how far you carry the driver to what pole, and you then go out and play the tee that you hit all your balls closest to. And basically, it's a skill-based set of tees. So there's eight different tee positions on every hole, and you just go play those tees. And it's so simple, but it really, really works.
So is this like an advantage for people that maybe aren't, more of a more accomplished golfers for the weekend type person, the hacker maybe?
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's built on the principle of that, you know, everyone should have an equal chance at success. So if you only say you only hit the ball, 145 yards off the tee, well, the tees are set up so that you will, if you hit that shot, you will then have an excellent chance to play to your skill level, get the ball on the green regulation and two putts for par on every hole based on where that tee is. So it's all based upon making the game fun, speeding it up, bringing people to the game. And, you know, one of the big things they found in Pinehurst is the retention of people that were starting to go away from the game for whatever reason. They play these tees and they see success. They had just the day I was there, and a couple guys came into the pro shop. It was freezing cold. They come into the pro shop. The guy at the pro shop goes, "Well, how'd it go, guys?" And one of the senior gentlemen said, "You know, it's the first time in 5 years that I had a birdie." And
wow.
He was just at a bar and celebrated, I think. but it's based on everybody having fun.
And I think that's the key ingredient right there, because a lot of times what I've encountered with people that don't enjoy playing golf is because they get out, let's say, on a regular sized course, and they go, you know, I can't hit the ball that far, I can't do this, and so on and so forth. And so I know it's got to be rough on people when they go out and play a course that has great length to it, a par 4 that's over 400 yards, par 5s that are over 500 and whatnot. I believe this is maybe a ticket to those people being able to go in and play at their level and actually enjoy the game.
Yeah, I mean, just Jerry's quick anecdote. I mean, it was really cold. It was about 42 degrees the day we played in Pinehurst this week. And I'm a 9 handicap, and I played the golf course that was 5,200 yards and shot 91.
91?
And, yeah.
Okay, well, how did that happen?
Well, you know, I three-putted, I bladed a shot out of a bunker, I blocked drives. I mean, you do the same silly mistakes you do from whatever tee. But the fun part about it was that when I was hitting the ball well and I hit good shots, boy, I had nice, comfortable irons in the greens. And I could think about getting home on par fives. And I mean, I was amazed when I looked at the card and I was all done. I went, whoa, 5,200 yards. You kidding me? It played a lot longer than that because the ball wasn't going anywhere. But that was based upon how far I hit the ball on the range.
You know, well, it sounds like you weren't playing high. I was going to say, it sounds like you weren't playing high elevation.
No. Definitely. That ball was not going anywhere. So, but
okay.
it's great. The ASGCA is really promoting it, and we have it on our website. And you can see how it all works with graphics and things like that on the ASGCA.org website.
That brings me to my next point. What kind of advice would you give to other facilities that are looking to implement a program like this?
Well, I think the key thing is you're going to find out that you probably have some of these tees already in place. These tee markers do not necessarily, tee ground markers don't necessarily mean you have to, build a new tee. You can have two colors, three colors on one tee, depending on the size of the tee. But the bottom line is that you're probably going to end up wanting to get advice on where the heck you put your tees. And, of course, that's what we're all about, golf architectures and golf architects. So it's a win-win for us. It's a promotion of our industry, what we do, and we provide people with good advice and help them implement such a program.
Okay, the ASGCA, the background on that, maybe you can go into a little detail about exactly what this organization does and how it kind of governs some of these golf courses and the architectural structure of these golf courses from around the country and even around the world for that matter.
Well, Jerry, the ASCCA was founded in 1947. Guess where? Pinehurst.
And, there you go.
Robert Trent Jones, Donald Ross, were two very prominent founding members. And the bottom line, it's an organization that promotes golf architecture in the Americas. You can be a Canadian and be a member. You can be actually a Mexican and be a member. But it's all about promoting the golf course and the creativity that golf course architects bring to the game. And, you know, our industry is very, very competitive. We're all competing for commissions, you know, all over the world. So I like to tell everybody for 51 weeks we beat each other's brains out being competitors, and 1 week a year we're best buddies and we're playing golf and having pizza and beer. But it's really all about what can we do as architects to promote and help this, you know, this great game that, you know, that we all love and, you know, what your show is all about. And you know, it's, we're all got this common denominator of golf. And we just highlight the architecture component.
All right, Bruce, we thank you very much. Enjoy your time in Vietnam and continue to lay out some really strong courses for everyone, not only in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you very much for joining us here on Tee to Green today.
My pleasure, Jerry. I love doing it, so we'll talk again.
Okay. That's Bruce Charlton. He grew up in Iowa, and he got his a degree from the University of Arizona, and that was in landscape architecture. So it was great speaking with him, of course, and he had an opportunity to speak to us from Vietnam, where they're designing the newest course near Da Nang. This is Tee to Green. We thank you very much for joining us. Our next segment, we are going to be talking with Tim Monahan from Aspire Golf here on Tee to Green.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor, and this morning I want to talk to you about putting. There's a couple of different ways to look at putting, long putts and the second is short putts. What I want everybody to concentrate on, if they have a putt of 15 feet and longer, which I think we're all in agreement would constitute a long putt, concentrate on speed and distance first and foremost. Do not get caught up in the direction of the putt, but speed and distance is your first priority. With a short putt, accuracy is your need. You want your left hand for righties to remain going towards the target. That's number one. Two is you want your eyes directly over the ball so your head remains still. A lot of short putts are missed because someone's head moves. Keep those tips in mind. I promise you, you'll make less three putts, which is the goal of any good putter.
More on getting the ball up and down? Go to tdegreenradio.com or check in with your local PGA professional.
The show by golfers for golfers. This is Tee to Green, coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We thank you for joining us here on the program as well. And it's been really an exciting show. Our first couple of segments speaking with Bruce Charlton, golf course architect, and he was calling us from Da Nang in Vietnam. So now our next guest here on the program today is Tim Monahan from Aspire Golf. He's been on the show several times before. It's great to catch up with him again. And Tim, thank you for joining us here today on Tee to Green.
Oh, thank you for having me. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing fine. Missed my partner being here, but he's off covering Air Force hockey. Of course, Jay Ritchie. But flying solo today, it's a great opportunity for me to get a chance to get caught up with you. And tell us about where you're at and what's going on with your affiliation with golf.
Well, sitting down here in the rain in Hilton Head, South Carolina, got a weird storm system going through, tornado warnings everywhere. So that's the current situation. I don't know if golf is in our future today. The diehards might be out and wait for the lightning to go away. But as far as me and golf, the company's doing well. I had a wonderful year. I'm very thankful for everybody that considers our services worthwhile, and I appreciate their efforts, and I think we had a good year on the golf course. Golf in general, I'm tell you what, I'm very impressed with what I see out there this year. The business, the rumors of golf dying, in my opinion, are false. I think I've been active, so you know my kind of business is a discretionary spending type of industry. So if I'm busy, then golf is doing well. The clubs are doing well, resorts, etc. You know, you mentioned Bruce Charlton. I'm sure he's all over the world. I think from a design build perspective, I've seen and have a lot of clients that are undergoing master plans, renovations. Rounds are up. Memberships are up. The club I play out of in New Jersey when I'm up in the Great Garden State has limited its memberships because we have too many people wanting to join the club. So at the end of 2018, from a business perspective, I think that's great. It'll be interesting to see the attendance at both the PGA show in Orlando and our golf industry show in San Diego. Now, San Diego obviously is a very popular place to go in the middle of January, early February, but, you know, numbers have been down a little bit. So I'm anticipating an active conference season and hopefully a really good 2019.
So you're looking forward to 2019, and obviously now, are you going to be at those shows you mentioned?
I haven't decided on the PGA. It's a short drive from here, but business plans may keep me away from the PGA show. I'm hoping to get down for at least a day if I can. I always like looking at the toys and see if anything's out there that really is going to help my game. My big game is not what it used to be, but that's okay. And then, of course, the industry show in San Diego, I am presenting. We do a day-long seminar on tournament preparation. Did a little bit of that in my career, and I'm working this year again with Alejandro Rejas, who was the golf course superintendent at Le Golf National in Paris for the Ryder Cup. So Alex will have some great stories and some good experience for everybody in the seminar this year. So we're looking forward to that.
Are you going to threaten him to say that the Americans are going to bounce back and have a better Ryder Cup next year?
Well, no, I teased him a lot last year. He had a really good program for us. And, we had Chris Tritterball kind of make an appearance from Hazeltine, and we all kind of put the onus on Alex that hopefully, we'll come back next year if you guys lose, but if you win, we'll have to think about it. But, the American guys, you can talk about it all you want. I kind of looked at it as I would kind of blame the PGA Tour for their FedEx Cup scheduling. I mean, the boys played 4 weeks in a row, get on a plane, go to Paris to, of course, I don't know how many of them play in the European Tour event that's there, get off a jet and go practice for a couple of days. And, if you look at the setup of the golf course, it was interesting. It's very similar to an old school U.S. Open with kind of narrow fairways and lots of rough. Not the greens were not super fast, but it's a home course advantage. But I felt bad for Tiger. He was sensational effort at the Tour Championship, and what a great scene at Eastlake. And then he has to get on a plane and try to wind it up again for the Ryder Cup. So. I think I don't know if the PGA Tour cares much about the PGA of America, but we're going to have a more successful Ryder Cup. I think we got to look at scheduling.
Well, that's true, and that's not only true in golf. That's true in other sports as well. You think about how like team sports, when they play, let's say, on the West Coast one night, and then a couple nights later, or maybe even the next night, they're on the East Coast flying from one location to the other. And I know that's got to be tough on golfers as well as any kind of team sport players.
Well, I think it is. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, I do almost 100,000 miles in the air every year, and I'm not an athlete, but it's still got to go across the country around the world and perform. I mean, look at Bruce, again, bringing up the previous guest. He's all over the world. That round the trip travel, lack of sleep sometimes isn't good for mental and physical performance. And, regardless of athletes, I'm a big hockey guy, so I know what my favorite team gets on a plane on a Wednesday night and fly, like you said, flies out west, or the first home game back from a West Coast swing, that time change kicks in and you're a step, they always talk about hockey players got to move my feet, and it's like you're skating in sand instead on a good sheet of ice. So it is tough, and timing is off with the golfers, and even baseball. I remember being, of course, I'm a dreaded Yankee fan. So the most underachieving 100-win team in history of baseball this year, but that's okay. They send their pitchers east or west so that the guys in the rotation are rested when they come back to New York, or let's say go play, Arizona, Los Angeles, or wherever. It's tough. It's not fun. I know a couple of friends of mine played in the NHL in the playoffs going back and forth. They did that hyperbolic chamber stuff where they sit in the chamber for a couple hours to try to decompress or whatever it is it's supposed to do for you, and from a performance-enhancing procedure. But golf is all about performance. The boys are getting better, and the women are hitting it better. Everybody's hitting it better. I think better conditions and better turf grass allow for that.
Well, that is true, and I think a lot of it is attributed to the fact that these golfers, whether they're men or women and wherever they come from, a lot of them are really dedicated to the idea of getting stronger, getting more physically fit and able to handle the rigors of being out on tour. So you think about that, but the better equipment is out there. Wouldn't you think that has to enhance play?
Oh, I think so, but I also believe that the better player is the one that truly benefits from better equipment. In many instances, because they practice so much, they have so much science behind them, in conjunction with training and diets, but everybody forgets to talk about turf grass. You know, you look at the Open Championship at Carnoustie this past summer. You know, the place was in the middle of a drought. All Lynx golf courses are old beaches. They're played on sand. And when they're dry and they're hard, guess what? The ball go far. So when you get the best players in the world that are precision instruments and they choose a golf ball, choose a shaft, choose a club setting, get on the track, man, whatever it is, they're going to take advantage of that. Now, you can come to this side of the ocean and, you know, we have irrigation systems, et cetera. But I've been around a little while, you know, back in the day when I started, you know, the horses still wear leather hooves, so they wouldn't give it up to fairways when we mowed. But you're cutting fairways, you know, under a quarter of an inch in some tournament instances or some high-end clubs. You are treating fairways like we treated putting greens 25, 30 years ago. Height of cut is down, sophisticated irrigation, sand top dressing, cultural practices for fairways, and growth regulation. So the ball has an opportunity, and the talent of the golf course superintendent is exponentially better than when I started in the business, and no disrespect to those that when I started, we just didn't have the tools and the knowledge. So the ball is going to take advantage of that, and the players are going to take advantage of that. So, you know, you're talking about, what is it, 0.09% are the ones that we worry about the ball going too far. You know, my 83-year-old father-in-law is not worried about the ball going too far. I hope he gets a ball that goes a little further so he can still enjoy the game. You know, I think one, you know, I know a bunch of very good golf instructors and club fitters over my time, and I would, in my opinion, I think when you can program and calibrate a golf shaft to your golf swing to be able to swing as hard as you want without the very few miscues, that has, to me, a little bit more advantage than the golf ball. You know, to really, you know, create a golf shaft in your driver, fairway metal, et cetera, that allow you to swing hard and limit the mishits based on timing, that's pretty good.
I was curious if we can shift gears here just a little bit. When we were talking with Bruce earlier on the program, we talked about, you know, some of the forward tees and some of these programs that some of the courses are implementing. What are your feelings about, you know, changing how the structure of golf is done for the average player or maybe the below average player that wants to go out and just really be able to hit according to their level and having fun with that? Do you think these are good approaches to increasing the number of people playing golf?
Oh, most definitely. Golf is a humbling game, as you know. If you know, to take the intimidation factor out of it for a beginner, junior, senior, whomever, I'm all for it. And as long as you place the team grounds in kind of the program of the design of the hole and don't misplace them, you know, too far right or too far left, with either places hazards in play or whatever, you know, maybe you have to have an additional carry over a creek or a pond or a marsh or something, which can discourage people and they don't have the ability to get over it. I'm all for it. I know when I play with my wife, Karen, and, you know, she'll go to the forward tees and people will, you play? I say, I play with her. It's a whole other opportunity for me to work on a different aspect of my game. I think what happens with the course rating and setup and slope and all that stuff, if you're a certain handicap, you always want to play a certain yardage. Well, in my opinion, you're hitting the same clubs every day. How do you get better? So to get people excited about the game where they're rewarded for a good shot, go forward. You know, seniors, you know, again, I refer to my father-in-law, who's a great guy, but his buddies, you know, he's the youngest in the group at 84, and they look at me and they, you know, we just can't get to the fairway. Tim, you're a good player. What does it take?
Tim, thank you. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us today. We got to take another break, but it's always a great opportunity for us to have you on the program, and your insight is very, very valuable. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Have a great holiday, and happy holidays and happy new year to everybody out there. Thank you very
much. Okay. That's Tim Monahan from Aspire Golf, and this is Jerry Evans in for Jay Ritchie, who will be back with us next week here on Tee to Green.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Tea to Green. I'm Jerry Evans, and we thank you for having joined us today on the program. Today on our show, we had Bruce Charlton with the American Society of Golf Course Architects, and also Tim Monahan from Aspire Golf. A really good show as far as I was concerned, because of the fact that we got an opportunity to talk about, courses that are going in, not only in the United States, because golf is really having sort of a bounce back, you might say, because there for a while it seemed like it was losing people to other things, other interests and whatnot. And now, of course, golf is really going through that spirited recharge. And with Bruce being in Da Nang, Vietnam, it's just really great, and it's opening up more and more opportunities, not only in the nation of the United States, but also all around the world. And as far as the Hero World Challenge is concerned, that's the current golf tournament that is going on. 18 players that are there. If you're a Tiger Woods fan, you're saying, well, at least he's in the top 18, because he right now is in the last place position. The three gentlemen that are leading that particular tournament, Tony Finau, Henrik Stenson, and John Rahm, they are all at minus 13. Had some really good play as far as yesterday's rounds, but they also had a couple of bogeys that they had to throw in. And Henrik Stenson there for a while was leading the tournament by a couple of strokes, but then he was whittled back a little bit. But John Rahm and Tony Finau doing a great job of catching up with Henrik Stenson. All three of them at minus 13, and that action will be featured today as well. So We thank you for joining us today here on Tee to Green. We'll be back next Sunday. And it's always a pleasure to have you listening to us here on the network, and we appreciate that. And we're heard in 77 countries around the world and in the United States as well. So enjoy the rest of the week and have a great time. And remember, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight. This is Jerry Evans on Tee to Green.